So I want to share my brief experience with my trip to India. I was there for three odd weeks. This time, compared to last time, response was multifold bigger. I used to get calls every day from various institutions to come and teach yoga every day. It's different schools, different ashrams, and different universities used to call me. And my day used to start around 2:45, 3 o'clock in the morning, and up to night 9:30 to accommodate that one. I can't forego my practice. I had to do my practice before I venture out. And some of you had given the donation for recent calamities for parts of Karnataka and Kerala. I went to Ramakrishna Ashram in the Ponnampet. They are running a hospital. We gave a big donation, that major portion of your donation, we gave it to them. And they are doing, it's first-hand, they are interacting with the local communities and helping them to build their house or basic infrastructure. They are doing that one. And he, Swamiji in charge, he took me to their hospital. He showed me around the hospital and he asked me to spend few days and teach yoga. I apologized. I did not schedule that one in my routine, and I told him that next year I will come. I will spend some time with the local community, and also I told this donation, whatever we have given, it's not one-off. It will take years to build the community, and ongoing basis through our yoga will support their activities. From there, I went to Udupi, that small children from 5-6 years to, they were so happy to see me back, and so excited, and we had a good time with them, and they said they are looking forward for me to come back, and they, whatever I taught last year, they were still practicing that one. And in Bangalore, many yoga schools invited me. There was a yoga conference, could able to meet many yoga practitioners across various parts of the India. And they saw this yoga, what we practice, it's new to them also. They thought yoga is nothing but twisting and turning your body. And when they saw this one they wanted to learn more about this one. And the previous Indian president Abdul Kalam's ex-colleague used to attend my yoga class. He said, whatever I teach, it is very close to the science, very close to his heart, and that is what Abdul Kalamji was also talking about. This very close to him also. It's many yoga schools, they invited me and interacted with those people. And in Vidyapeeth, Gurukul, many students, 70-100 students regularly, they were practicing yoga, and the general community also were attending. And in our yoga center, we have our own yoga center in Bangalore, and I was taking classes for afternoon women's batch, in the kids batch, early morning youths batch. It's a various, every day I used to take 3-4 classes whenever I was there. And from there, a medical school in Bangalore, they called me, and I told them that you learn about illness, you know what is illness, but what I'm here to talk about wellness. What is wellness? And after hearing that one, they said that this part should be incorporated in the curriculum. We never get to study this part. All we are taught to illness, and how to deal with that one, And wellness part, nobody is touching about that one. That when the wellness is taken care, looked after when we pay attention, illness is taken care. And I will talk about that one maybe next week or week after, that wellness part. And I went to Punjab, it's with the business school. I was interacting with the students. I told them there are so many managers everywhere. Everyone is a manager, but hardly any leader. The leadership should dawn from within. And the qualities of a leader, that it makes you succeed. Manager, if you think you are a manager, you are here a manager, tomorrow you are redundant. When you become a leader, you are a lifelong, you are a leader. There is no replacement. There is no redundancy for that one. And I talked about that one. And after my talk, the university director was also there. They made a video of me, the question and answer. They made a documentary. They said this message should go to all 25,000 students of this university. This message. And it is a art of man making. How to instill the leadership, how to infuse confidence in the youths. This message should go. And upon my return, Punjab University and many premier university schools in North India, they started calling, but I could not accommodate. And in Bangalore, I organized another event, the music and yoga. Nada and yoga, how they are linked. Along with the eminent artist Narahari Dikshit, he has students, they have gone to the top of the Sarigama, that whatever TV channels, they are the finalists, winners. He prepared so many students, the winners of those competition, music competition, and he and myself. That it came out very nicely, that this dimension, that everyone, all the kids, they thoroughly enjoyed. And more than that, one lady, that she had met with many accidents, she could not sleep for years. She could not sleep for years, and she lost the touch with sleep. She did not know what sleep means. And she came to me, and I taught her one kriya, and she sent a message on the same day, pain has gone. She went to all the doctors, all this one, pain has gone. And another lady, knee problem, she came with the support of others. She sat in the chair, and I taught her some kriyas. And after that, this one, she came running to me and bowed down. And she, no pain. That pain, that yoga is marvelous. That energy you can invoke. So many people with various ailments, they found instant relief, quick relief. That is possible through yoga. That yoga that made people come from far away to draw into that. Yoga. This time I connected more than around 10,000 people, that direct interaction. And in Punjab, when I took the class, it's in the school, around 600 small kids, everyone wanted to shake hand with me. Mere se, sir, mere se, that haath milaiye. That so many kids, they got so excited. Youths so much excited. And as I was finishing on the last day, one small girl, maybe 5 years, said, sir, can you come tomorrow, please? Yeah. And I could able to connect myself from small child youths to the elderly people. That I thought my time, my energy was well invested. And if I leave for others, that is the yoga says, you have to leave for others. Always if you think of I, it is nothing but illness. When you start living for others, you start getting immense energy. Unimaginable energy starts flowing through you. That's the secret, is live for others. when you start living for others, the divine energy, immense abundance energy, starts flowing through you. That is my personal experience, and given a chance, I urge you also to connect with others. Always it's there, going here and there, and go to temple, that darshan, this darshan, it's all there, but God is there in everyone also. Don't forget, He's the living God. When that God is pleased, that what more you want? That God from within blesses us, that abundance of energy starts flowing through you. That is the great masters of our Indians have told us and has inspired me, and I urge you to also give it to the community. That is the message of my Indian trip. Yeah. Very cool.